It's Friday, time now for Northwest weather with Cliff Mass and KPLU's Bellamy Palethorpe.
Smoke gets in your eyes. Smoke gets in your eyes.
And wildfires are raging in eastern Washington, but our weather expert says conditions are cooling and should allow firefighters to gain ground. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass from the University of Washington. He's going to explain the role of winds in this latest round of blazes. First, let's hear the forecast on this side of the mountains, Cliff.
Well, right now we have a little bit of a cool down going on. A trough went through a loft, and that brought cooler air yesterday, and there's still some around today, and there's a few light showers in North Cascades. So we'll see a step down into the mid-70s today, some low clouds. Most of those will burn off during the day. This weekend we'll have a temporary warming. A small ridge of high pressure will build in on Saturday and Sunday. So temperatures should rebound into the 80s, mainly the lower 80s. But then next week is the real cool down. There's a major circulation change in the atmosphere. A big upper level trough will develop over the eastern Pacific, and that should bring us substantially cooler temperatures, cooler than normal through much of next week, and even a chance of some rain later in the week, especially on Thursday and Friday. So we're going to have to get through another short period of warmth before we cool down for a long period.
Beginning of the end of summer, it sounds like.
Well, no, I think summer will come back again. But, we're starting to get into a more variable pattern. We're not locked into the heat for weeks at a time. So the jet stream is getting stronger. It's starting to move southward. And so once in a while now, we're getting hit by system. And this is a big change this week. So that's going to make a big difference because, the firefighters are going to have problems this weekend because the temperatures are going to warm up again for a few days. But then if they can get to Monday, then we're going to see cooler temperatures and more humidity over the fire area in northeastern Washington.
So that's good news. Now, you wrote to me it was a cooling trend in the West that really stoked this latest bout of fires.
That's right. The classic situation, strong winds on the eastern slopes of the Cascades, is to have western Washington cool down. And that's what happened. As cool air pushes into western Washington, the pressure tends to build. It's still warm in eastern Washington, so the pressure is low because warm air has less density and that produces less pressure. So as cool air floods in, there gets to be a large difference in pressure across the mountains, higher in the west, lower in the east, and that accelerates the wind. And that's exactly what happened yesterday. The winds picked up, so on the eastern slopes of the Cascades, a number of places had sustained winds of 20 to 30 miles per hour, and some had gusts to 30, 40. There were even a few gusts to 45 miles per hour. So that kind of wind can really stoke a fire, and certainly that happened later yesterday.
But you're not seeing that kind of thing will happen again, and also probably not lightning?
Well, the nice thing about the pattern next week is that the western U.S. is going to cool down, but I don't see much lightning over Washington State. So, they have to get through this weekend. Weekend's going to warm up again. And then there's going to be another transition on Monday as the cooler air comes into western Washington first, and the winds will pick up again. But then if they can get through that, get into later Monday, into Tuesday, Wednesday, then things will get better, and it's going to stay better for an extended period of time.
And as dire as the situation seems right now, you are eager to remind folks that this is not some kind of scary new normal caused by climate change. You've done some fact-checking, and we're actually now at about average acres burned for this time of year.
That's right. There's been a lot of media reports of a new normal, that what we've seen this summer is something that suggests that the next 10, 20 years, the immediate future will be different. My analysis and my colleagues is that this is simply not true. We've gone through an extraordinarily unusual period where temperatures have risen to levels that we don't expect to happen until the end of the century on an average basis. So it looks like this is a one-off. This summer is very bad, but there's really no reason to expect it to continue next year. It's all there because of high pressure that is built in over the eastern Pacific and stayed there. And our model suggests that will end. And in fact, the strong El Nino that's developing will make sure that ends. So I don't think we should suggest that this is any premonition of what we can expect the next few years. The data does not suggest that.
All right. Thanks, Cliff.
Thank you, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, kplu.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.